Blog Talk Radio.
It's me, it's the D-O-double-G, the road dog, Jesse James, and by my side, as always, is that B-A-double-D-A, double crooked letter, badass Billy Gunn. Together we are the New Age Outlaws, and you're listening to the VOC Nation, and if you ain't down with that, he's got two words for you. Suck it.
VOC Nation provides live daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with the hosts and guests by phone call, email, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts include the legendary Ken Resnick, you probably remember from the AWA and WWE, former WCW performer The Maestro, Wes Briscoe, who you probably remember from Impact, Brady Hicks, who you remember from Pro Wrestling Illustrated, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, and former Philly radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern, and of course, In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. And by the way, both of these shows take callers live during the show. What are you waiting for? Go listen live right now at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all of our podcasts by searching for VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. Oh, and follow them on Twitter, too, at VOC Nation.
This is the morning after. We're live right here on the air on the VOC Nation Radio Network at VOCNation.com and ZBradyHicks.com. Brady Hicks here. I've got Granny Hulkster running the board once again. What's going on, Granny?
Oh, not much. Glad to be here.
Yeah, it's should be fun. We'll have a fun couple minutes here, just kind of running down the news. I believe we have Rat Boy, do we not?
Yes, we do.
And
what's going on?
I just want to wish Tracy Smothers a happy, happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday, Tracy Smothers.
He's going to get a wide-eyed cake.
Yeah.
Why not? Rat Boy, I saw AJ Styles did an interview the other day where he talked about wanting to go down to NXT now and team with Finn Balor, and I couldn't help but think of you.
Oh, see?
Yeah, I still don't think it's going to happen.
Put it this way, for the last couple of days, it's been a roller coaster right here for me.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Everything all right?
Yeah. At this point, yes. Nothing didn't happen
today. Okay.
Hey, Brady, I posted that video I was telling you guys about last night.
I saw that.
So you can look at
I will have to take a look.
I seen it, and I was cracking up laughing.
Close your eyes.
I got something for you. You know what? That's one guy I like to get in the ring with.
Okay.
Okay, because he looks like he's...
Who's one guy?
He's not all there.
Who, you?
No, the guy that Granny was yelling to... And gave him
Magnificent Malico?
I didn't see the video.
Yeah. That was it. I got the guy one up on my Facebook. That was a good one.
He's a pretty neat guy. You know, guys, he actually wrestles with a prosthetic leg.
Really?
Yep. He sure does.
She's trying to get a leg up, right?
Well, he's amazing at what he does. He's an amazing wrestler, let me tell you.
Does he actually keep the prosthetic leg on during the match, or does he wrestle like Zach Gallen?
No, he wrestles. No, he keeps his leg on. I mean, he wrestles like that with his leg on the whole time. I've never seen it come off.
Cool. So we had an interesting last night in wrestling. We have a new heavyweight champion crowned on one company, and we had the four-way Iron Man on USA. I incorrectly spoke yesterday. I thought NXT was going to be on Sci-Fi this week. I think that's what the USA Network proposed, and they ended up just kind of moving NXT to Tuesday night for this week, so I apologize about that misinformation there. But we had the Fatal 4-Way between Finn Balor, Adam Cole, Tommaso Ciampa, and Johnny Gargano, an Iron Man match. Whoever had the most falls would win the NXT title, of course, vacated by the injury to Killer Cross, Karrion Cross. And after an hour, Granny, they narrowed it down to four to two. There's still two guys. They each had two falls. So next week, Adam Cole and Finn Balor are going to be wrestling for the NXT title next week on NXT.
Yeah.
Which I believe that is
will be
on
that will be on a Tuesday night.
Yes, it will. And no truth to the rumor, Granny, that In the Room is hurting the ratings for NXT. None whatsoever. The other one, the other big news, and I don't know if you guys saw this, but Impact Wrestling had their show last night, and they have a new heavyweight champion too.
Really?
He's a former TNA champion. He's a guy who was with WWE, so he left at TNA, went to WWE, and now he's back, and he's the Impact Heavyweight Champion. Eric Young is the new. It was once again the Impact Champion.
Oh wow!
Oh
wow! Pretty cool.
Yeah, AEW is on tonight. It's going to be on tonight.
Part of me expects R-Truth to run in on Impact Wrestling and try and pin Eric Young out of nowhere.
Speaking of tonight, we got Mozzie versus MJF Lawyer for tonight.
Yeah. Yep. What else is on tap for AEW?
Okay, we got the Ortiz and Santana will face off with Best Friends.
Okay.
We got the Demon God versus Chris Jericho is going against my bad boy, Joey Janela.
There you go.
Okay, that's my boy. That's my boy, Joey Janela. And we got Private Party is teaming up with SGU versus the Young Bucks and Joshua Express.
Well, it sounds like quite a show. You know, I saw Matt Hardy did an interview with Chris Van Vliet, and he was talking about why he hasn't been doing Broken Matt Hardy on AEW lately. And he basically said it's that he's holding off for something big. You know, he's waiting until they get the live audience back and until – like, he doesn't want to kind of burn through everything now, Granny, you know. He wants to kind of extend it as long as possible.
Yes, and Matt Hardy, I think he just signed for for September 5th. It's going to call a Broken Rules match.
Okay.
Against Sammy.
There you go. That'll be good.
The little rotten kid that I don't like. Always coming out singing with Chris Jericho and all. I hate him. He can't sing. But last night, you have one of the best hardcore guys on your show last night. A New Jersey, okay? No other than the bootloader, Matt Tremont.
Tremendous. Tremendous fellow.
I know. He's a great guy. I every time when I see him, he shakes my hand. We talk a lot and all. But I tell you what. This Super 8 on September 19th is going down because I want to be there. I want to see that. I want to see him go through all those guys and he'd be the Super 8 champion.
I think he's going to win it. I do. And he'll be the first hardcore wrestler to ever win it.
Mm-hmm. And you know Matt Tremont is money.
Yeah.
That guy knows how to wrestle because he does a lot of great stuff.
Oh, my God. He's incredible. So be sure to check it out
incredible.
Last night. We had him last night on In the Room, so it's available now in the archives. If you go to vocnation.com, it's the top show posted on there right now. And while you're there, be sure to check out all the other great stuff on vocnation.com. We had Shelley live yesterday as well. We had a great interview with Hitman Tony Stetson from a couple years ago. Of course, the morning after. Lots of great stuff, so be sure to check it out on vocnation.com. I also saw, and I wanted to just talk about a couple quick news items. For one, there's a rumor going around, Rat Boy, that Retribution group is only going to be on Raw now. A little strange,
really?
After they go after SmackDown a couple times. Why would they move them just to Raw?
Maybe it's those people around the ring with the underground.
Maybe. I still like Derek's idea the best. It's a bunch of guys and girls that got fired in April.
Let me bring Stro on, guys. Okay. I think some of them are. And when you've seen it on Monday... When you seen it on Monday, there was a big tall guy there. That tall guy is cast.
It could be. It could be Dio Madden too. They were saying it could be him. What's going on, Stro? How you doing?
Oh, great to be here.
Some of you guys are having fun. We are. I'm just trying to rein it in. You know, we're talking about Retribution. So apparently, they're going to be exclusive to Raw now, so I guess the Anarchy has been confined to just Raw, and Retribution has given up trying to take over SmackDown.
Tremendous. That's a,
gotta
like,
love that
confined
anarchy, you know?
Rebellion.
Yeah. It's like an organized protest now, you know? They're staying exactly where the permits allow. It's funny. But seriously, I did love Derek's idea. It was the first time I had heard it, and I thought it was great to have a bunch of the guys and girls who got released back in April as part of this group, and they're mad because they got fired. I thought it was a great
idea.
That
makes sense.
Yeah.
It does. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Speaking of guys and girls who got released, Stro, I mentioned it before you got on the air. We have a new Impact champion now. Have you heard this?
Really?
Yes, and he's a former WWE guy.
Eric Young?
Yes, Eric Young captured the title.
Oh, wow.
I can't help but hope that R-Truth's going to come out and try and pin him out of nowhere. Oh, man. I also wanted to mention, and people are flipping out about the Iconics splitting up. I do want to point out that they did break up the Bella Twins at one point, and it only lasted a couple of weeks. So I don't know that anything is permanent in wrestling. I wouldn't really sweat it too much if you're really getting upset about Billy Kay and Peyton Royce splitting up like a lot of people seem to be. I would expect they're going to end up feuding for a little bit, though, before they ever get back together.
Oh, man, those two are so entertaining together, too. Oh, my God.
I know. Oh, Iconic!
Yes.
Look at Iconic!
Renee Young did an interview, and she was talking about AEW. She's not AEW confirmed, but she did say, like, it's funny. A lot of people assume she'd go to, like, Fox or ESPN. I even heard the rumor that Fox already offered her a show. That was part of the reason why she's leaving. But she said that she has more than a 90-day no-compete clause, so it's longer for her for some reason. She said there's a lot she could do with AEW, and she'd be excited to consider them, but right now she doesn't have anything firm set up. That's what she said.
Yes, she does. Yes, she does.
Well, Ratboy's calling her a liar.
Wow.
But
Hey, she's writing her second book, the cookbook.
Hello.
Yeah, well, I mean, that ain't really
Hello?
A booking. That ain't really
Hello?
A booking, so.
Yeah, but she's
Stro, not
a,
there.
She might be writing another book now. This is what WWE cookout looks like. That's the name of the book.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's not really a booking, you know? That's a book. There's a difference between a booking and a book. She's looking for a show or some sort of show hosting or announcing something.
And the she might be going to the Anytime show for a while.
Stro, we got you back?
Yeah, we
got him back.
Okay, that was weird.
It just just dropped. I mean, that was weird.
It was weird.
I heard him going, hello, hello? And I was like, must be Blog Talk.
speaking of last night, I know I got everybody here on a show. Okay?
We're a captive audience.
Okay.
Captive.
Literally.
I'm putting it out there right now.
We're captured audience.
Yeah.
I want to put it out there. I'm counting.
Blog Talk wouldn't let me hang up if I wanted to.
I'm counting any fan, if they could do better than me on the morning after, come for it. Let's see what you got.
Ratboy, don't do that. I'm sure almost anybody could do better than you.
Is that like Star Search?
I'm just playing. You know, back to NXT, that four-way... And again, I was wrong, and I apologize. I misread what I had said yesterday about them being on Sci-Fi. So they're going to be on USA, but on Tuesday night this week and next week. And I guess they were upset because they wanted to run opposite AEW, and they got shot down about that being preempted. They wanted to go to another network. And so they're going to do Tuesday night. But last night, that Iron Man match between the four of them, man, that was good. My only beef with the whole thing, and it's more like Stro, it's more like I don't like Iron Man matches because I feel like sometimes the pinfalls and the submissions come off as very forced.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to me, it just doesn't seem natural that in an hour that Adam Cole and Finn Balor could each get two pinfalls. It just seems strange to me.
Yeah.
Like, the only Iron Man match that I thought ever worked that I really enjoy, I mean, aside from, like, the 60-minute draws, you know, with Ric Flair, all that stuff, but the only one that WWE ever did that I thought really worked was Shawn and Bret at WrestleMania because they went more than an hour without a pinfall.
Yeah. Pretty awesome.
But I can't stand the one where, you know, it's like, oh, this guy has six pinfalls and this guy has five, and, like, so he wins. I can't stand that when they do that.
Yeah, right.
But anyway, tremendous match. At least the in-ring content was amazing. And next week we're going to get the final because the two of them tied. So Adam Cole and Finn Balor, one of them is going to be the NXT champion. And I'm leaning toward Finn Balor. I'm leaning toward Finn Balor, I am.
No, not me.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Gonna be great.
Because I still think Adam Cole's coming up.
No, Finn Balor's coming back to SmackDown.
There he goes with his rap
rumors. I think Finn Balor's going to be on SmackDown.
okay.
And AJ Styles is going down to NXT.
AJ Styles ain't going to NXT. I don't care what you say.
AJ Styles.
Okay, Ratboy, I'll put it this way, okay? They're going to do a draft in October, all right? If they move AJ Styles down to NXT, will only be as long as there's not a crowd. The second they're back on the crowds, they're going to want AJ Styles on the road for the house shows. I guarantee you that he's not going to be on NXT when they're performing in front of crowds again.
Well, we'll find out in weeks to come.
But, I don't think anyone's going back down to NXT because they keep signing guys. The other day, they signed our good friend Anthony Green. We've had him on the show a couple times now. they signed Josh Briggs the other day. And now apparently they signed Joe Gacy.
Mm.
They really signed Joe Gacy?
They did.
Oh, wow. Damn.
Yeah. He's going to be on NXT. Joe Gacy and Kikoa both moved to Florida. Kikoa was part of Raw. And I think he's going to be on Raw every week because he's the kind of guy that he'll show up in a three-piece suit all dressed all nice, and he'll shake the right hands, and he'll smile at the right people. And people are going to love Kikoa. I mean, they have for years. I do think part of it was location, you know, living up in the Poconos isn't really the best way to enamor yourself to WWE. But I got a feeling, I really do. That it's going to
and
take
got,
off for him.
And
we
I got him on my,
had,
I got him on my Facebook.
We also had Chris Rockwell on Raw. He was the ECW. He's the World 1 champion, and he's going to be part of the Super 8 as well. He got knocked out in like 5 seconds by Bobby Lashley.
Yeah.
But he takes a helicopter everywhere, so I don't think he moved down to Florida.
Yeah.
Wow,
what were you
rich.
Saying, Rat Boy?
I said I got that guy on my Facebook.
Who, Chris Rockwell?
No, one that is up in the Poconos.
Oh, Kikoa, yeah. He just moved to Florida.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think that's about it. Oh, did you guys see that jabroni has made the official dictionary as a word?
Yes.
It is the official definition of jabroni. Stupid, foolish, or contemptible person. The word is also called enhancement talent and jobber in the world of professional wrestling.
Jabroni? Oh, man.
It also mentions the Iron Sheik and the Rock. tremendous.
Oh, man. Hey, Sabrina, we got to go, Ron.
I remember when Rudy Poo and Candy Ass made the dictionary in 1999.
Yeah.
Is that about it, Rat Boy? We got any other news? Because we got to get out of here soon.
That's it, man. You know, it's been a roller coaster ride, and I'm just waiting for something to happen around here.
Well, you know, something's going to happen real quick. So anyway, be sure to check out prowrestlingtees.com/VOCNation. There's a lot of great shirts there. There's actually going to be a special promotion running. And let me see. The special promotion is for Labor Day weekend, and that starts tomorrow at Eastern. So 9 in the morning, 20% off of everything on ProWrestlingTees.com. And also free shipping on all USA orders over $150. So go out, buy $150 worth of VOC Nation merchandise. We got lots and lots of great T-shirt designs on there. Use the promo code Labor Day and save the 20% and get free shipping as well on that. So be sure to go to VOCNation.com and click on the Pro Wrestling Tees tab. And be sure to use the promo code Labor Day starting tomorrow all the way through Monday. All that on VOCNation.com. Don't forget to go to iTunes, leave us a 5-star rating and a great review. Go to Podomatic, that's VOCNation.podomatic.com, and give us a like and a subscribe on there. Also, don't forget that Winning Season returns at MyBookie. Winning Season means doubling your first deposit. It means Survivor, Super Contest, and Squares. At MyBookie, winning season means hitting all your parlays and props with your feet up, watching your team trounce their rivals. Rejoice, it's time to celebrate the NFL season. Invest in your intuition. Use promo code VOCNATION, all one word, no spaces, and double your first deposit. New players get up to $1,000 in free play designed to add more excitement to the sports you love and the games you bet. From live betting to championship futures, every play you want to make is waiting at MyBookie. It's simple. Make your picks, win big, collect your cash. Use promo code VOCNATION, all one word, no spaces. It's so easy, even Rat Boy can do it. Double your first deposit right there. Your winning season begins today, only at MyBookie. Everybody
take
care.
I got a question for that. Do they got a casino so I can play the slots online?
It's just sports betting. But it's the best sports betting available.
I like to go somewhere where I could bet and play the slots at the same time while I'm watching my game.
Okay. Yeah, you want to go to Las Vegas for that, probably.
Yeah, I might have to go to one of those casinos, start going online and play my slot machine.
Well, there you go. But be sure to check out my bookie today. Everybody have a great day. And, VOC Nation, I forgot. So today on VOCNation.com, don't forget we're going to have a fresh episode of Evolving with Corey Castle. That's at 5 Eastern. We have Stadium Journey talking about some of the great stadiums all around the country, throughout Canada, throughout the world, really, just talking about the sports experience. And this week they're going to be focusing on COVID-19 and kind of returning to bringing crowds back to stadiums as well. So that'll be an interesting discussion. And then I believe 9:30 Eastern tonight, I don't believe Wrestling with History is going to be a fresh episode. I think they're coming back in 2 weeks' time. But I believe they're going to have a best of tonight, so be sure to check it out. Wrestling with History tonight, 9:30 Eastern, right here on VOCNation.com. That's it. I'm done, Granny.
Awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have a great day, everybody.
Hey, this is a Total Package, Lex Luger. You're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Check out In the Room.
Every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Kazzy Fist, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Taku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into like snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Ken Resnick.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airline cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could find?
Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Taylor, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Time, or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Stadium Journey, the worldwide leader in stadium reviews for the traveling sports fan, is proud to present the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation. Join us as we talk with prominent figures from around the sports world to discuss issues pertaining to sports travel and stadiums around the globe. New episodes air on VOC Nation Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Join Paul Baker, Dave Cartney, Mark Viquez, Dan Calchico, and guests from throughout the sports world on the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro, talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls, and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out, VOCNation.com, WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Yo, this is Jerry Steins of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobs here, you getting ready to get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in this mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.